It's a special Friday edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly chat about the Buffalo Sabres with reporter Bill Hoppe. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Four games since we last spoke, two wins, two losses. One of those games was a wild comeback victory in Boston. The Sabres overcame a three-goal deficit to beat the Bruins in overtime. And then a few nights later, an impressive 1-0 shutout over the Detroit Red Wings.
And the Bruins game on Saturday was just a terrific win for them. They were down three goals in the second period. They came back. They looked dead. And it was a night after a pretty bad loss at home to Vancouver. And you were wondering if the Sabres got blown out. I mean, would something happen? Would there be a trade early this week? Would they shake things up somehow? But they had one of their best comebacks in years, in my opinion. If you're a Sabres fan and you're watching that game, that might have been the most fun you had over a 25-minute stretch or so in years, since 2012, maybe. It was that good of a comeback. And it was the type of win, it might sound a little cliche, but it was the type of win you think they would build off of that could kind of turn around their season. And it gives you a glimpse of what the Sabres can be when they're on their game. They can lock things down defensively, and they have some firepower to score, but we don't see it enough. But that was the kind of win, it might sound a little cliche, but it was the kind of win you thought maybe they would build off of. It could be a season-changing type of win. And on Tuesday, they had a nice, tight 1-0 win over Detroit. It wasn't the most exciting game, but they did a lot of things well. We saw their finest defensive effort of the year, and we got a glimpse of what their goaltending can be when the team in front of them plays well. The Sabres goalies have terrible numbers. Robin Leonard's went down with the shutout Tuesday, but Chad Johnson has some awful numbers. And I wrote a story on the goalies this week, and if you talk to them, they're still pretty confident. They feel good, and they're not going to blame their teammates, of course, but their numbers, their play has been indicative of the team in front of them.
Well, the team couldn't keep the momentum going Wednesday against the Blue Jackets, however, losing 5-1 to a pretty good Columbus team.
That's right. And there's been all this talk of the Sabres' terrible start, and has been pretty bad a lot of nights. But you look at this past week, you look at Wednesday in Columbus, you look ahead Saturday, they play San Jose in the afternoon here, and you think if the Sabres win these next two games, they could finish the month 5-5-2. And who would have thought the Sabres, with all this early season turmoil, could finish the month at 500? They hung around for a while, but the Blue Jackets just throttled them. And I think a lot of people kind of expected a game like that. The Blue Jackets are a much better team than the Sabres. They were rested. They were at home. They were coming off a couple losses, and you expected them to come out fiercely. And I'm interested to see how the Sabres respond to this, because they had a nice few days. They seem to have changed the path of their season, and Wednesday's game was pretty terrible. And I want to see how a young team with a lot of new faces and new coaching staff responds to this adversity.
One player I want to talk about is Kyle Okposo. He's really struggled early this season. He was even benched at one point by coach Phil Housley.
Yes, he was benched Friday's loss to Vancouver. He played under 10 minutes. He had one shift, I believe, in the third period. And it's been a rough start for Kyle Okposo. He's one of their top forwards, supposedly. He's a guy who's established himself as a strong scorer over his 10 years in the league. He usually averages about 20-plus goals, 50-some points. And right now he has 0 goals, 1 assist. He's a -7. And he responded to the benching in Boston. Phil Housley praised him after the game. He was noticeably better. He almost won the game in the waiting seconds, but he hit the crossbar. But I don't think I've seen a real lot the last couple of games. And he's a guy that's been through a lot recently. He had that scary concussion at the end of last year. He missed the final week or two. So maybe it's going to take some time. But the Sabres, they're not going to go anywhere if Kyle Okposo has a bad, bad season. My thought is he'll turn it around sooner than later. He's only 29. His body of work is much better than you know, 3 or 4 weeks. So I think at the end of the year, that there's a good chance that Kyle Okposo will be the Kyle Okposo that we've come to know over the past 10 years or so. And that's a 20-goal type guy, 50-point type guy. But that said, his start has maybe been the worst on the team, and he's been a huge disappointment.
Well, the Sabres are back home hosting the San Jose Sharks Saturday afternoon. Bill, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.